say from different Talmidim that were going to parties, how long you have a chiyuv to stay with the neighbors. It's also a little bit kosher to this nidan as well, meaning the mitzvah l'rois ha-neiris, is that taka for half hour? Or is that, I mean, we had ourselves, the Rebbetzin's mishpacha made a mesiba in Brooklyn, so obviously the Rebbetzin wanted to get there. So Charles, how long do you have to stay with the neighbors? This is all part of one big shtukel Torah, which is hadlokas pnim. When is the zman hadloka? What's the shear that has to be burning? What's the shear that you should see it? So if the Eilim remembers, last week we left off with a shtikel kasha on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Edim brings down that he asked his shver that in Yerushalayim with a light outside. So how could they light after the zman? The minig is that even people that get the later shtikel, they light late. If they get a half hour, an hour later, they light. So yes, if Shlomo Zalman, what could they rely on? If they're lighting outside. Because the Rambam says, you have to light bizman. And the Rambam says, you can't be makdim and you can't be macha. You can't do it too early, you can't do it too late. As I said to the Rambam. Many Rishonim don't hold like the Rambam. But as I said to the Rambam, the Rashba says in both directions you can be makel. The Rashba says it's a dover poshutim. If you look at the Chedusha Rashba, that if somebody lights any night before Shkia, it's fine. It's also fine. Not else, Shazat Chak with plug. It's very interesting. The way he writes the Lashon. Hoda Amrina Mitzvosa Mishetishka Chama Shetichlo Regal Menashuk. Mistavr de Lavi Kuvo. The Koidim Lachainim Rotsal Lahad Lagainim Madag. It's not Mistavr that you can't light. The Ovada Im Rotsal Lahad Lag Somuch Lashkir. Iko Pesuminisa. Ukamoy Benel Shabbos. You can light before Shabbos. You light earlier. It's fine. As long as it's nikud l'tzarech mitzvah u'madlik or l'tzarech Shabbos u'madlik, elo di'ikah mitzvosa l'chayv u'madlik, ein elo mishetishkachame. The Santa Rashb. The Rashb is not relying on the fact that, you know, if you're Torahed, that's found in Shulchan Aruch. That if somebody's Torahed and they won't be home, they won't be able to light bizman, they can light from plag. Right? We explained that that's not hadlokas pinim. It's only when they live outside. There, if you're leaving, you could light for outside from plag, as long as you have enough shemen kashir for later. It's a davar pasha that if you're lighting bifnim and you're leaving before shkia, teignished. That I'm stark choishish, that's a brachal of atola. Whereas if somebody lights a candle in their own house before plag and then they leave, and the candle is burning after the zman in an empty house, I'm stark choishish, it's a brachal of atol. I hold like that, kimat vaday. It's not mefurish, I'm telling you, I can't say, it's not mefurish. But it's a lomeli kos svaruhu, that if you're lighting for the inside of the bias, and there will be no bias, the whole family's getting into the car, 4:30, they're going, megate. You're lighting by plag, and now everybody's leaving, and now the candle's going to burn very nicely in the dining room for nobody. Zagonisht. Who is that locker for? Now, the only thing I will tell you is that this Rashba, again, this Rashba is not brought down by locha, but this Rashba would be a pesah asmach to call to. Because the Rashba, interesting, he seems to learn that the zman at locker is not rigid. Because that's his lashon. He says it's mistavu de lavi kuvo. The loy makoidim lachenim rotzel hadlagenim adlik. It's fine, as long as it's the Pesuminisa. It's Nikkur, you're lighting it for Chanukah, Pesuminisa. The Rashba seems to learn that your Yoytze Pesuminisa is Samuch Lashkir. It's a big Kiddush. Right? The Pashtus is no. You have to put enough oil. You understand what the Rashba is saying here? The Rashba doesn't say you have to put now enough oil that you burnt the left that says. It's not what he's saying. He's saying that it's Mistava. That the whole shear of Mishatishka is not Likuva. Samuch Lishki, if it's Nikr, it's Pesuminisa, it's Nikr, you're lighting it L'Shem Mitzvah. It's Mistavra that you're Yoitz. So it could be, according to the Rashba, the Adlokas Pnim, and you light it after Plag, and everybody leaves, Efshir, Lefishit is Rashba. It's not brought down La'alocha, this shit. It's not brought down La'alocha. La'alocha is only brought down that if you have to leave before Plag, before Shkia, you could light after plag and put in enough oil to burn till tzeis. But I have a mina that you yoytze with the hadlok itself of before Shkia without having enough oil till later, that's not put down. But I'll kupon him, the Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say a chiddush, that since there are people who light inside in Eretz Yisrael, gedolim, tzadikim and gedolim, and mameli could be semech on them to light after this man. So we left off last week with a kasha. Said l'chayra, bishloima, if Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, I'm relying on the Briskerov and the Ritva that say that if the shuk goes later, then there's an inyan of adlocka late, because the market is open late. Fine. That I would understand. But that's not what Shlomo Zalman told him. Shlomo Zalman told him, since they are gedolim, they're light inside. And those that light inside, they could light kol halayla. Memela, you could be samech on them. Lahadlik bebro. The Ragachov again wants to say, as achidish, that the whole adloka today, the reason why we do adloka spnim today, it's not just because, you know, it's not practical to light outside. Because all the Rishonim already shvitzev them. The Rishonim already ask that today most places where Yidden live, it's not a sakon. Most places where the Rishonim lived, the Ra'ah brings it down, the Arzarua, they were able to light outside. They were able to light outside. The Orach HaShulchan in Hilchos Chanukah says, by him also they were able to light outside. In the Vardik they were able to light outside. He says they didn't light outside. You know why? He says it's a tilcha. There's wind. This Elamite to start getting a glass box, which is exactly what they do in Eretz Yisrael. It's a tilcha. If there's a Hadlok HaShutz, so you should have a chiv to do it. Exactly like they do in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, they light outside. Are you talking to somebody? You should say, I'm a triach to get a box. I'm not getting a box. What are we not getting a box? What's in it? Now, you should know the Lashon HaRitva is also very interesting. The Ritva, when the Gemara says, Bishas HaSakona Menichi Al Shulchani V'dayoy, so the Ritva says, Lav Davke Sakona. Lav Davke Sakona. The Ritva brings down over here, U'Bishas HaSakona Menichi Al Shulchani V'dayoy, Pirush, Loi soiv dover sakonis nefoshes. Does taftish the Gemara zan? The Gemara didn't have to say, the Ritva is bothered, what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Bishasa sakona, what? It's not Yaharak val yavo. What's the Gemara saying? Bishasa sakona minich al shukhani vidayi. So again, if you learn that there's a tzad that adlok as chutz is ma'akev, then the Gemara is telling you a chiddush. Bishasa sakona. The Gemara is telling you a chiddush, you don't have to light outside. The Gemara is saying a chiddush is, you could light inside. But the Ritva had no such Avamina. He learns that even Bizman, when they lit outside, Avada B'dievet Yoytze B'fnim. That's, you have to understand, that was the Ritva's Svar Chitzayna. So he didn't understand, what's the Gemara's Chiddush? B'shas HaKona. So therefore he says, the Gemara doesn't mean what it means in Kol HaTerekula, B'shas HaKona, Posh, it's dangerous. No. So if they learn, if Dovas HaKona, there's Epshita. There's no Yaharek Valyava. You have to kill yourself. He says, Norvos, Lefika Choyorim Amoyri Arav, Shegam Ken Kishoi Seruach, Vekosher Aldika Bachutz, Madlika Bifnim Beveso. That is Sakon. Mamish like the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says it without a mocker. The Ritva learns it in the Gemara. The Ritva says that when the Gemara says Shas Akana, the Gemara means it's a shver. It's hard to light outside. If it's hard to light outside, you can light inside. So, as I first said, that's the understanding of it. Now you should know, so that's one movement. The movement of the Ritva is, it sounds like from the Ritva, there's no Adlokas Chutz and another Takon of Adlokas Pnim. It's not such a thing. There's nothing to do with that. Hadloka. Adlokas nechanik elomai, you have to do your best. If it's shaykh to light outside, you have more pesuminis in it. If it's shaykh to light inside, it's less pesuminis, right? But it's all pesuminis, and that mamish stims with the Rashba. The Rashba, at the beginning of the sugya, says, "You should know ha nami diktoni ashtichlo regel manashuk Uparishna dilei adlik madlik lav lemer dilei adlik b'soich shir einim adlik klal. Do mitzvah zoi ko b'layla ko shekol alayla. Elo shaloi osa mitzvah kitikuna. The lack of pesuminisa kuli hai. Mi ui loy adlik madlik v'lo hifsit. Avad loy hifsit. And then he says, by adlokas pnim, aval achshav shemadlikim b'fnim, kol shoz manehu. To iko pesuminisa loy samoim de mabayis. As I thought. So anyway, then he says, so why should we light today bizman b'chlal, the Rashba? He says, miu, that even if we light inside, still, nochin lahadlik mishatishka achama miyad, this reason magdimin l'mitzvahs. Al tzrizim magdimin. So what do you see? You see that the Ritva and the Rashba understand, l'chayra, that there wasn't adloka b'chutz and adloka b'fnim. There was one adloka, mitzvahs adlokas nerchanike. Norvos, mitzvah muhuderes bachutz. If you can't light outside, either sakone or the ritva says, ruchis kosher, saying, you light inside. The Rashba therefore says that if you light late, you also yoitze. You don't have the mailah, mitzvah ketikuna. Avad, it's a regular, it's not a separate adloka bachlal. But I want you to know, if you're medayik in Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam is mashma, that the Hadloka Bachutz is the Iker Takonos of Ner Chanukah. It's not a side issue. Misakin, if you look in the tour brings down the mitzvah of Takonos Ner Chanukah, mitzvah Lahadlik Neiros. And then he brings down, where do you light it? Outside, instant. The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam in Ilchus Chanukah, he has Paragimel and Paragdalet. Paragimel, none of the halachas about hadloka, Paragimel. Paragimel, it's basically the halacha of Yom Tov of Chanukah and Halal. That's Paragimel. Talks about the takona of the Yom Tov and Halal. In Perag Dalet, he goes through all the halachas of hadloka, all the halachas of lighting. Kamaneris madlik, Ketzaru madlik. That's halach, Perag Dalet. But in Paragimel, Zoktazay, Ukshagovu Yisrael Alivehem is a skinu chachomim shaboy sedo, she shmoinas yomimo elu, shetchiloson, chamishoso, bekislev, yemei simcho, vahalel, umadlikin neirois al pisre abatim. That's the ikir takona of Chanukah. According to the Rambam, takonas Chanukah was to light a candle outside. It's not the punkt. Later, in the Perek Dalet, he talks about the... So, according to the Rambam, just like Chanukah is, you may hallow voidah, it's days that you light candles outside. So, according to the Rambam, it's understood why the Rambam holds after this man, ein magdim in ve'machin. The other Rishonim are learning that the takona bachut, that the light bachut is not a separate takona. There's a regular din of Pesuminisa. You should maximize the Pesuminisa. She make the Pesuminisa. The Rashba calls it a mitzvah ketikuna, has the most Pesuminisa. But basically, you're getting the most bang for your buck. Oh, but the mitzvah of lighting by the door is not the ikir takonas ha-aner Chanukah. That's mamish two different songs. I want to tell you a dover muzer, what comes out. I see more of a reason to be medaktik on Zman Adloka for us according to the other Rishonim than according to the Rambam. I'll tell you why. I mean, according to the Rambam, I b'chlal don't hear reason to be medaktik in this Zman Hadlok. I'll tell you why. According to the other Rishonim, there were no multiple takonas. There was one takona. Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. When's the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Mishitishka Achana. Those are the Zman. Kenzan Yenna's Zman bleibt. Again, the Rashba is saying it's only als zrizim magdimin, but yesh tzad loymar. That's when Chazal will misaken the zman adloka. So now there was only one takona; it wasn't a separate. Now the zman stays. You understand? So there would be more of an inyan, according to the Rashba, Ritva, Meiri, all those we shine him to keep the zman, the original zman, if possible. Why? Because it's not a separate, you're not doing a separate adloka, you're doing yena adloka of the Gemara. You understand? But according to the Rambam, Yenet HaKone is not only b'chutz. You're not yoytze b'fnim b'chal. Right? The hadloka b'fnim is a new menicha al shulchan evidaya. The menicha al shulchan evidaya, there was no mishatishke. So I hear the svar's mamish, the svar afuche. There's more of a tzad, when you're dealing with hadlokas p'nim, if you're dealing with hadlokas chutz, then ein achanami. Then the Rambam is a bigger machmir. Because the Rambam holds hadlokas chutz, you can only light during ad shetichle. After that zman, it's too late. You understand? B'shas hakona. The Rambam holds shas hakona is only shas hakona. It's a separate hakona. So according to the Rambam, I hear that those that are lighting bifnim, and they're being yoytze hadlokas pnim, there's no mokor b'chlal of mishatishke. You hear what I'm telling you? There's no mokor b'chlal of mishatishke. Because the Rambam holds that that takon of mishatishke is only b'chutz. Rav Yashiv Taka holds, according to the Rambam, today, somebody lights inside, they're not yoytze. In Eretz Yisrael, he holds if somebody lights inside, according to the Rambam, they're not yoytze. I say, help him. Famous Rav Yashiv. Very machmir. He holds today, in Yerushalayim, somebody will go light inside, isn't this yoytze? If he could light outside, he's not yoytze. Not yoytze. Yeah? You only have hadlokas chutz, which is like the Rambam. So if you're lighting inside already, the reason why you're yoytze according to the Rambam is because you're like, you have the same thing as shas asakana. Now it's not hadlokas b'chutz anymore. So now it's menicha el shulchan evidai is a new thing. So on that, there's no zman. All the Rishonim are masking that Lokas Pnim doesn't have a zman. So that's, I hear it's an ironic thing that the Rambam was the most machmer with zman. I hear that in Lokas Pnim, there's less of a makom to be machmer. Now, how long, what's the shir Lokas Pnim? What's the shir? So you have to know when Chazal made the shir of Mishatishka Achame, Ad Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, was that a shir of Prisuminisa? If it was a shir of Prisuminisa, so now when you do Adlokas Pnim, same thing. Same thing. It's a shir of a half hour Prisuminisa. That's the zman. Or is it when you're doing Bifnim, there's no shir at all. When you're doing Bachutz, the Oivrim Vishavim, it's not a shir zman, it's a shir of people. In other words, I'm giving a half hour of traffic to pass my menorah. With Bifnim, there's no traffic. It's Bnei HaBayis. So the Piskei Toisvis in Masechta Shabbos says, Achshav Shemadlikim Bifnim, Ein Bo Shir. Ein Bo Shir B'chlal. There's no Shir. Now that we light inside, there's no Shir. What's Pshat in the Piskei Toisvis? And the Levush brings this down. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, half hour. You have to put in a Shir Chatzis Shon. As I say in Shulchan Aruch, you have to do a half hour, right? The Levush says, "Achshav shematrikim b'fnim, ain't zochel taktik b'zeh." You don't have to so be mida avad. It's better. What's pshat? The Levush is basically going like the Piskei Toisvis. But what's the lumdas behind that? The lumdas behind that is that the shear of a chatzisho is not a shear hadloka; it's a shear in pesuminis of the shuk. So taka, what would be? Bimei Chazal, somebody lit 15 minutes after Shkia, after the beginning of the Zman. How much oil do they have to put in? Shulchan Aruch holds, you would only have to put in 15 minutes. In other words, it's not a shear in how long the candle has to burn. It's a shear in the shuk. So there's a half hour traffic going by. You have to be mefarsim for that half hour. And if you lit 15 minutes into the zman, 15 minutes. It's accordingly. You understand? So l'chayra, oy bazoy, bifnim, ain't boy shir. On the other hand, you could say that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's only if you're lighting b'chutz. So after 15 minutes, there's nobody there. Mashen b'nei bayis, noch out there, is the shir chatzis shor. The primigodim is mashma like that. Because primigodim is mezakish tor l'beitrei. The primigodim seems to hold that when you light up Pesach HaBayis, if you're medayik in the primigodim, you'll see, if you're lighting b'chutz, and you light 15 minutes after the beginning of the zman, you only have to put 15 minutes worth of oil. But if you're lighting b'fnim afterwards, you have to put a half hour. What's the difference? The teretz is, there's a shir chatzis shor p'suminisa, It's taka based on Pursu Menisa, but it's a sheer chatzi show of seeing the nair. And l'maisu b'chutz, after 15 minutes, there's no, the shuk is empty. I only have to put in another 15 minutes worth of oil because there's nobody there. I don't have to stop putting oil, nobody's going to see, right? But I don't have to put it there with me. So that'll come out of chilek and aloch. When they're lighting b'chutz, so this shir is only a half hour if you lit at the beginning of the zman. If you lit 10 minutes in the zman, it's 20 minutes of oil. If you lit 15 minutes, if you lit 15, it's only 15. And 10, if you light the last 10 minutes, you only have to put 10 minutes worth of oil. But if you're lighting bifnim, we have two tzadim. We have the piskei tois v'sold that no shir of chatzi shor b'chlal. And I'm telling you that the primigodim is mashma. They have to light a half hour's worth of oil bifnim. Meaning it's more chomer than b'chutz. You understand? There's two tzavos. There's two opposite extremes. One side is that if you're lighting inside, there's no shir at all. That's the sheet of Piskei Toysis. I told you, B'chaim Kadievsky, Zatzal, was masking. I use this Piskei Toysis for the Chaznish's Chumah. Chaznish holds you need Shoyz Manis. You need more than a half hour in the winter. Chaznish holds you need more than a half hour worth of oil in the winter. You need now, at this time of the year, you probably need close to 40 minutes, 38 minutes, whatever. I don't know what the Shoyz Manis this minute is. But it's more than a half hour. Right? So Chaznish holds you not yet, it's a half hour. You need more than a half hour. All those little candles that they have are only a half hour. So I went to Reb Chaim, I told him that in America they're using these, all the kids, in my days all the little kids used to use those candles. Now everybody, Baruch Hashem, Ach Shodori. But now everybody, used to be the Tata used oil. And then the kids, for sure in the Balabata Shahomes, the kids didn't, I'm all even the parents used candles. Reb Chaim said, it's no good. I showed him all those boxes. It's a half hour. It's not more. So he all liked the chaznish. I said, "Oh, but mahot the piskei toises in the lavush. If they're doing your pifnim," he was masking. The piskei toises lavush. You can't be matchik them. They hold that pifnim is no. But it comes out of dover muzer. It's two extremes. According to the piskei toises, pifnim ain't tzarich ledaktik in the chatzis shor bechlal. According to the primigodim's havana, bachutz the most you have to light is a half hour. As you go into the Zman, less and less, right? And Bifnim, you're always going to need a Chatzi Shah. Because Bifnim, it's fakir, they buy you some Motzri. So you always need a half hour. Whenever you like, you like 12 o'clock at night, you're a half hour. The Shir Chatzi Shah remains. So it comes out, the Bifnim could be no Shir, or could be more Chomer the Shir than by Bachutz. Now I want to tell you, Ragachov again, we'll come to a Sikkim tomorrow, because this is a big Inyan. The Ragachov of Vilma Chadish and Azachidish. He wants to say that Hadlokas Chutz today is Bottle and Ganson. It's Bottle. Why? It goes together with Megillus Tainus. He says like this. The Rambam says, Laharois Ulegalis HaNeis. V'hine Yesh B'ze Beis Dinim. The Ragachova says. One is Neis HaNeirais. V'gam Mashanit Soilu Min HaAkum. These are two different things. He says like this. He says, and the Hadlok has both. Finirily, the Achshav Shabbat LeMegillus Tainus Nishar Rak Min HaNeiris. V'lochein Lo Noagul Lefal Sein V'gam Ein Birchas Oroya B'Zman Hazeh. Unbelievable Ragachov. The Ragachov holds all Hadlok today is a different Hadlok. There's no Hadlok Aschutz. Close together with Bottle LeMegillus Tainus, it's only the Neiris. It's not the Nitzochen Mocham all that the Sabazund Rezach. So he basically goes, there's two dinim in Neiris, and today it's all. So when the Rishonim use a Loshon, that Bizman Azeh Madlikim Bifnim, according to the Ragachov, it's not called Sakon. It's Nechlal and the Aloha Botlam Gilos Tainis. It's here in Paragimel, Aloha Gimel, Kedai for the Olam to see it. He's Metarets many Shveratoises, and there's an unbelievable Chiddush Gadol. But the way I'm being Masbet to you, even if you don't learn this unbelievable Chiddush of the Ragachov, there are Yesoidistic and Chilukim between Bifnim and Bachutz. As far as even the Shir Hadlaka. You say this sticking after minutes. So Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow will come with a maskona. How? What? If somebody what? So according to the Piskei Toysis, that's clear. That's what I was. I don't hold you to stay for a half hour with the candles. Mehar be timing. But amongst them is Zichr Chazi. First of all, there's no chiv ever to be with the candles for a half hour. Nobody holds that way. Nobody holds there's a chiv of Chatzi Shor to be with the neighbors. Nishdaza. When I say nobody, nobody versus Verstein Shulchan Aruch. No Shittas in Shulchan Aruch will hold that way. Mechuyev to be with the neighbors. Elamai, mitzvah lirois haneiros. First of all, there's no chiv b'chla lirois. It's a mitzvah lirois haneiros. Yen a mitzvah lirois haneiros l'chari yoytze. Miyad. Elamai, fabrengen zuch. 10-15 minutes with the neighbors. Avadidus is, but a half hour is loy muska in the poiskim. And betzir, if you have the piskei toises in Lavush, that b'fnim the gantz hashir is 2 minutes. So zichah to say you have to stay a half hour is a Zichah by me, the Shol Bayis was odif, not to stay a half hour with the neighbors. The Rebbe doesn't want to leave you after 10-15 minutes. He left, I think, by 20 minutes. This is a Zichah Nish Kedai. For Bifnim, I don't see any mokum to say somebody should dafka be kaveh. Even it's not even Kedai Bittel Terah for them. You know, to, if you could learn, and I usually learn in my office after Adloka for a while, so I'm there anyway. I'm a kaim, Efshel Kaim Shtehen. But I wouldn't even be Mevatel Torah for that. To keep a half hour of being with the neighbors, those are a chumur rab simoi that luchar the hotnish kinsad. Okay. 2 minutes. Oh, one other thing, Rabbi Yisai. One other thing I want to be moisif. You're not going to have to change the 10 o'clock. You could keep it 10 o'clock. Just moisif one thing. I think that this could be pshat in Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that today, since they light, there are people who light inside and they could light all night. The pshat in Rav Shlomo Zalman, Efshiken Zayin, that he, that Adlokas Pnim is not stam question of location, inside, outside. It's not just a question of location. Adlokas Pnim is the Adloka is not Lefalsing. The Adloka is the Zeichanes, Miyad. There's no shear to that. So Mamela, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that if you go outside and you light a menorah after this man, if you could still be Yitzhak Adlokas Pnim, now, right, and you could be Seimach on that, Likten Dem Eichet, that there's no shear of Chatzi Shor B'chlal. My question to you was, but if you're lighting outside, you don't have a Pilsuminis of a half hour, right? You're lighting outside, going back into your house. What's the Gornish God? But if Shlomo Zalman held that if you could be Yotze Bifnim the whole night, Lichten der Meichet, that the Bishas Adloka, the ganze Kiyam is Bishas Adloka, like the Piskei Toisvis. So mainly held out that, you do a Bechutz, you loy Gora. This would be also Limud Zchus on those who light outside today. I asked the Kasha, L'chari Nishtahi Nishtahi. It's Ken Zayin, that Fadlokas Pnim, you mekayim that pesuminisa miyad pishas adloka, without being there for a half hour b'chalal. So every adlokas chutz will also have adlokas pnim. You understand? If you hold adlokas pnim has no shear, then every adlokas chutz also has the mile of adlokas pnim. Because what chesaron does it have? That you're not there for a half hour. I put the nechanik in my driveway. I go back into the house. I asked you kasha nishtahin and nishtahel. You're not lighting b'chutz because there's no chutz, and you're not lighting b'vnim. You're not droidiness, right? That's all I'm saying. So I hold that way. I hold it's better not to do such a thing. But I'm just telling you, it could be Rav Shlomo Zalman held that adlokas pnim has no shear. So when you go to your driveway, you light the Ner Chanukah. That's it. You yotze now. So are you going back at the house? I had adlokas pnim too. As long as the family went out to do the adloka. B'shas adloka, they had adlokas pnim. Maybe they weren't yoytza adlokas chutz, but they were yoytza adlokas pnim. B'shas adloka. That's why I'm just saying this may be pshat in Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Because you just have to remember the name.
Exactly.
Remembering.
Yes.
No, but the right, I'm going to give vegetables now to Merrill.
The Russian places.